Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
When we are in a troubled spot in our lives, when we are either very stressed out for whatever reason it may be, maybe we lost a loved one, we're feeling particularly vulnerable in that time and point. Maybe it's a time of relationship stress. Maybe it's a time of stress from whatever may be going on. Illness, you name it. Those seem to be magnets or open windows, if you will, sometimes for not so well-intended things to invade our lives. That's what we hear at least all too often on this show. Someone going through something very stressful and something jumping in and taking advantage of that. There's human beings that do that sort of thing. And when you see that, you just cringe. But there seems to also be non-human beings that do the exact same thing. In our next story, we hear about a woman who is dealing with the death of her father. And shortly after, dark shadows begin appearing around her home and in her home and in her dreams. How far does it go? Take a listen. In the early 2000s, I lost my father unexpectedly. He was 75 and died in his sleep. The funeral was held in Texas, where he lived, and after his funeral, I came back home to Alabama. To make sense of what I'm about to explain, I question my daddy's death. No autopsy was done, and the coroner based his final death determination on what my mother told detectives the night of his death. I also question comments and reactions made to me the night of his death and during the preparation of his funeral lead me to question even more. The more I probed into finding out more, the worse my visions appeared to me. I was very devastated by my father's death and wanted to be alone on the evening of August the 3rd, shortly after he passed. So I decided to sit on my front porch. For a history of my house, my husband and I had it built on 3 acres and have been living in it now for over a year. I've never experienced any spirits or visions prior to my daddy's death before in this house. As I was crying and staring out into the view, I decided to call my brother, who lives in Florida, to talk with him a bit. As I was talking to him, a blackish type figure, like an image of a person, appeared to me by the entrance of my property, but a good 500 feet away, and then disappeared within seconds. I felt a very eerie feeling from this, and within seconds, a second blackish figure appeared in the same area, but only shorter than the first. It really had a scary feeling about this. I was terrified, and when I hung up with my brother, I went into the house to tell my husband what I just saw. I explained to him that both were spirits, and one seemed taller than the other. My husband believed me and told me that it was more than likely that I saw ghosts. I shook it off and really didn't think anything about it. A few days passed and I was in the kitchen cooking dinner. My husband and daughter were at work and my son was upstairs in his room. As I looked up into his next room, I saw the black tainted figure run across the room and into my bedroom. I literally heard the pitter-patter of feet running across my wood floor as well as the sound you hear when walking on a crawl space. I froze and I asked myself what the hell that was. My son likes to play tricks on me sometimes, so I called out his name. And when he didn't answer, I walked into my bedroom to see if he was hiding in there. He was not. I then walked upstairs and my son was on his computer in the guest bedroom. I asked him if he was just downstairs and he said no. I went back downstairs and I finished dinner. Since my father passed, I dreamt about him every night, and in my dreams, I always called for him, but he never appeared. I always seemed to wake up around the same time at 3 a.m. One night, I was dreaming about him and crying for him, and he appeared to be dressed like Lazarus from the Bible. His body and head were wrapped in cloth. I could see his ghostly face within the wraps, and when he smiled at me, I woke up and found my daddy leaning over me. When I said daddy out loud, he disappeared. I looked at my clock at the nightstand and it was 3:06 in the morning. I turned to my side, smiled, and I fell back asleep. My dad's appearance was very real to me. It gave me comfort to see him. I also felt that he was letting me know that he was okay. I haven't dreamt of him since. About 2 days after seeing my dad, my girlfriend, who is a prophetess, came over to bless my house because I told her that I'd been seeing spirits and felt very scared, especially at night. That evening, a little after 10 p.m., I was sitting in my office, which sits next to my bedroom. My son was asleep, my daughter was at work, and by this time, my husband had to leave on business travel. While working on the computer, I noticed a blackish figure to my left, and when I looked, it passed and went into my bedroom. I got chills all over within seconds. Then a second figure passed and went into my bedroom again. It was the same two that I had seen in the yard earlier. I immediately said out loud, "Whatever it is, you leave my house right now." Well, stayed up a little bit longer, decided to get to bed eventually. Ever since I had that experience, I usually lay in bed and stare at the window because I was very scared to go to sleep. I could feel a negative presence in my room, and I say negative because I know it was not my dad. And to make matters worse, my husband was out of town. And even though I knew there was a presence in my room, I tried to stay awake as much as I could in fear of what would happen if I went to sleep. In the wake of a recent hurricane, my husband's family from New Orleans decided to stay with me to get away from the storm. I was very happy about this. I felt like my house would not be so quiet, and having more people in the house gave me a sense that spirits would not be able to reveal themselves to me then. When they arrived, I talked with my mother-in-law about my experiences, and she told me to continue to bind the spirits according to God's word, because demon spirits are real and will keep taunting me if I didn't. She also told me that this is the only way for the spirits to leave my house. That evening, I hung out on the deck with my sister-in-law and talked a little about how I was feeling and how I was scared to go to sleep. At about midnight, I called it a night. It was about 12:50 a.m. and I dreamt that my sister-in-law came into my room and I asked her what she's doing. She replied that she's going to sleep with me because of me being scared. She got into my bed and hugged me like a man would hug his wife. I was lying on my side with my back to her and she rested her left hand on my left shoulder. I told her that she could scoot over when she replied that she doesn't want to in a voice that was not her. I turned over and saw it was one of the spirits. When I woke up, I had chills all over my body and I literally felt a hand impression leave my shoulder. This really freaked me out because I felt a hand on my shoulder and I felt a weight of someone lying next to me. I immediately got up and opened my blinds to let some moonlight in. Since I was too scared and wanted to stay awake, I walked around my house a bit before I laid back down. As I lay down, I kept telling myself to stay awake. I was really scared and felt a very strong presence in my room. Though I fought the feeling, I did fall back asleep. I then began dreaming that a spirit was on my left laughing. A spirit was sitting in my chest while another spirit was standing by my bed leaning over me. The spirit sitting on my chest was holding my mouth so I could not scream or breathe. I could feel real pressure over my mouth as I tried to scream, and I could also feel the reality of the situation while I fought to wake up. When I was able to wake myself up, I felt the impression of hands over my mouth and weight from two hands leave my mattress where the third spirit was standing. I thought to myself, was there a third spirit? When I looked at my clock, it was a little after 3 a.m. This really freaked me out, and I called out to Jesus and demanded that the spirits leave my room and my house. I really could not fall back asleep because of how scared I was. So I lay there until I saw daybreak set in. That morning, my family from New Orleans decided to head back home. After sleeping with my TV and light on for a few days, I finally asked my daughter if she could sleep with me. She did for about a week until I was not so scared anymore. I've not seen any spirits since this occurred, and I've not dreamt of my daddy, but at times I do feel a presence around me, and I get an eerie feeling. I quickly bind it in the name of Jesus when I do, though. I've had some other experiences with ghosts in my past, but never before have they been this scary. Some call it sleep paralysis. I call it spiritual warfare.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.
Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
Are you a fraud-paying American? One in four tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.